Hello and welcome back to the I'm Doing Fine podcast. My name is Cameron Lindsay, and today we are going to do just a little bit of our last podcast and talk about just a brief overview of things and summertime, all of those wonderful things. And so let's introduce my coworkers.
Hi, everyone. My name is Carly. This is my second and final year serving on Pure Ed, as we talked about before earlier in the year. I'm a psych major. I can't believe I'm graduating soon. Hard to wrap my mind around. But I've really enjoyed my time here at Grand Valley, and I've loved serving on Pure Ed.
Hi, I'm Alanda. This is my first year as a peer educator and unfortunately my last due to some conflicts with my schedule. But I've really enjoyed my time here and enjoyed doing outreach and getting to know my lovely coworkers.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jody Jenkins. This has been my first year being a peer ed as well. And I will be back next year. So you might hear me again if we keep doing this podcast. Hopefully we do. What we wanted to do first to kind of start off our final podcast as a group was just recap what peer education really is and what we did throughout this whole year. So our job as peer eds was really our main goal was to destigmatize this stigma that mental health usually has around everywhere really, but especially on college campuses, and how hard it can be to talk about mental health with other people your age or with people in general. So we worked with specific groups on campus, giving presentations about mental health, about more specifically self-acceptance and negative self-talk and how to turn that around into positive self-talk. So we did things outreach like that. That's what our job as peer eds. We also worked with the GVSU community. We did the things like passing out stress buster bags around midterms because everyone knows how stressful that time can be. One of the big things that we did as peer educators was create this podcast for you guys, hopefully gain a thing or two from. And so what we wanted to do is just kind of give like a rundown of the different podcasts that we created this year and how we can take everything that we've been talking about throughout these two semesters into the summer as we go. Some of us are probably staying around campus, some of us are moving, some of us are going home, all things like that. So we can take everything that we've been talking about and really use it over the summer as well. So our first podcast was really just a welcome and an introduction of who we were, so kind of just what I already said. And we talked a lot about mental health very broadly and like what we did as peer educators to protect our own health.
Yeah, a lot of self-care talk, which is very important and necessary for sure. I think after that one, we moved into, was it the Winter Blues one or Finding Community? Can't remember though.
Finding Community.
Kate. Okay, perfect, yeah.
That was the November podcast, and we were just kind of talking about how important it is to feel like you belong and be able to find people that you can be your truest self with and just express all the different like issues that you're going through, but also celebrate all the different elements of your identity that you can share with other people. And we were talking about just like the different clubs that we've joined. Like I talked about how I was joining Colors of Pride. Jody, you talked about like some of the groups that you've joined as well, and just being able to meet friends through that, since college can be kind of difficult with like leaving a lot of your high school friends behind or your family behind, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked a lot about like Alana said, joining some different groups on campus, that kind of like initial shock and hardship of college right away. And that's something that really we can take into the summer too, just as college students, you know, we don't live close to all of our friends that we've made here in school. So being able to still keep a community over the summer is super important. Whether that's maybe meeting up in person somewhere, or maybe even just like needing to call friends like whenever possible. But yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of similar going off of that is with our Winter Blues episode where we were talking about, you know, transitioning back into your at-home community if you were going to be doing that. Mm-hmm. And also finding like that transition from one semester to the next. And also, I think with the summer coming up, you know, being able to find like that good transitional piece between, you know, your school life and at-home life might be different, or changing your routines and how that looks for you if you are going into like the summer semester, switching between this semester to the next one, you know, all of the different things that has to do with transitional aspects.
Yeah. And we also acknowledged how our mood and mental health can change with the seasons, especially in the winter, and embracing that, you know, really allowing ourselves to acknowledge and let ourselves feel what we feel when we feel it, you know, because that's really important across all sectors of mental health, but especially paying attention to what certain factors can influence it more. And then which one did we move on from there? Was it creativity or self-love?
Self-love. We did that for the February podcast. And Alanda and I really just tried to hone in on, you know, what does confidence mean for people and what does that feel like? But also, you know, how does confidence kind of have like a little bit of a stigma towards that as well? But also, how can we show self-love and how can we really embrace that?
Yeah. And we definitely like got into a little bit of trying to reduce that stigma and being able to surround yourself with people who would promote confidence and would encourage you to have that self-love, and also being able to show that to other people and encourage that out of other people as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then from there, Jody and I spent some time talking about creativity, which honestly, I loved the topic. Jody, if you want to help us recall it a little bit and what we talked about.
Yeah. So we talked a lot about creative outlets and how even if you don't see yourself as a particularly artsy person or good at drawing, music, that kind of thing, you can still really develop a creative outlet, and how it can be very beneficial toward your mental health. It can be kind of like a break from more stressful parts of the day. It can be a good way to just release a lot of your emotions. And what we did in that podcast was Carly and I both talked to like a couple of our friends, a couple other people in our lives, and we asked them, like, what do you do to relieve your stress, and where do you see yourself using creativity in your life? And so I found that that was really interesting. And that was, one of the highlights of the podcast for me, honestly, was asking about that. It was really fun.
Yeah. I really enjoyed how we like found the simple aspects of creativity, because I think we talk about creativity in a way that makes it seem like this really big, huge project. And in a lot of ways, creativity doesn't have to be that. It can be a simple thing you let yourself do every day in and out. And it can be in a lot of the things that you might not even consider to be creativity. I mean, it's really just letting yourself pursue new hobbies and, you know, find some new things to really change up your routine. I loved that one too, Jody. It was definitely a highlight. And then from there, Cameron and I spent some time exploring coping mechanisms. So we talked about what coping mechanisms are and how we can really put forth the effort to establish really strong ones that we can turn to throughout our lives. And also Cameron and I had this really great opportunity to interview one of the clinicians at the center. We talked to Latrice, and she gave us a lot of insight into how we can really apply coping mechanisms into our day-to-day routines.
Yeah. And I think coping mechanisms and creative outlets, like those two, I felt like really complemented each other going back to back. Just because a lot of coping mechanisms can be pretty creative. And I absolutely loved your guys' episode on creative outlets. Like, I was listening to it and I was really resonating with things. And I was like, man, I got to get more creative. Like, this is really.
Which hopefully our listeners felt the same.
I hope so.
Some new ideas. But, you know, taking this time to really reflect on the year is super bittersweet for me, I think, because it, one, makes me feel so good about the work we all did together as a team to really get these messages out there to the campus community, and two, to celebrate that work and to really let ourselves feel good about that work. And hopefully the campus community feels the same and really enjoyed our input and conversations that we had And it's hard to believe that we're already wrapping the year up with this final episode. So with that review in mind, let's talk about some ways that we can take care of ourselves over the summer. And I think a really good first start to that conversation is how we can stay active. You know, and this means maybe another way that you wouldn't necessarily think of remaining active, but staying active with our mental health and staying active with our self-care routines and how that can keep us engaged and keep us finding new ways to really find enjoyment throughout our routines and how they change in the summer.
Yeah, 100%. I think finding ways to like keep your mind busy, but also not, you know, overworking yourself, and like finding a good balance where you're staying active, like you're not just, you know, you're not just like wasting your time, but it's also like you're using your time purposefully and finding like a good balance, because the summer is like a recharge time. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, being a college student, it gets hard. And, you know, being able to recharge is really, really, really important, and finding ways to recharge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think things can be especially hard, at least during quarantine and even this summer, still with like finding jobs and not necessarily having things on like your to-do list, whatever, and feeling guilty yeah. about not doing things like that, especially mm-hmm. if you don't have a routine of like classes anymore or a routine of going to a job at certain times. But one thing I did over quarantine last year when I had sort of a falling apart routine was just like just every morning I would try and like just go out for a walk, not like a physically taxing thing or anything, but
mm-hmm. yeah,
I was like, hey, I'm just gonna spend some time outside, start my day off right. And it kind of became a built-in routine for me, which was nice because I needed a little bit more routine in my life. Yeah,
I feel like that's really important, especially because during this time of year, obviously, we're all just so focused on being able to like get the grades that we really need and like maybe getting like a good job, a good internship. And especially during the pandemic, we're all just so stressed out. And I think that a lot of people just sort of forget that we need to take breaks and do things for mm-hmm. ourselves. Like not just about like the grade that we get or like the salary that we're gonna try to get, like certain things like that, like just take time and like take a break when you need to and give your mm-hmm. body exactly what it needs. I feel like we ignore a lot of those signs that our body like gives us for things like that.
Yeah, and especially when we have, potentially some of us might have more time on our plates in the summer, and that can be really daunting at first, you know, that can be really hard. That can be like a, what am I going to do with all this time during this transition? But, you know, the first step is saying, hey, I'm allowed to explore that and figure that out as I go. And like, I'm allowed to connect with myself more in ways that I might not have been able to as much when school was constantly in our attention and requiring things of us. But, you know, embracing the unknown a little bit is perfectly okay. And it just takes, you know, small steps to really to find the things that you can enjoy throughout the summer. And I definitely echo Jody, getting outside is a huge thing for me. And yeah. even if I don't know what I'm going to do, I'll just sit outside and enjoy the fresh air. You know, it can do so much for you. And it can be a good place to start. And it can be a good place to get your mind going in terms of the goals you want to set for yourself for the summer ahead. And with that in mind, it's important to think about other ways that we can cope with the transition. Cameron and I spent some time talking about that with the Winter Blues episode, and it's the same exact thing. Cameron, if you want to talk about that a little bit more now that we're approaching the summer.
Yeah, you know, part of like the transitional coping is sometimes you need to reestablish some boundaries that you have if that's needed. And, mm-hmm. you know, because a lot of, you know, staying active in summer is also being able to recognize that this is your time to recharge. Mm-hmm. And sometimes reestablishing some of those boundaries with people that you are living with and finding that mm-hmm. space to be able to recharge is a really healthy thing to be able to do. And yeah. also giving yourself like time to take breaks. Like I know for me, whenever I'm packed up completely and everything's in my room and I have to unpack it, all I want to do is spend the next 24 hours completely unpacking yeah. everything. And, you know, taking the moment to breathe, let yourself feel what you need to, and taking breaks and being like, mm-hmm. this doesn't have to happen all at once. This can be a process, because it is a process, you know, you going from one space to the next, it's pretty daunting. And it's important to be able to let yourself breathe and do the things mm-hmm. that you need to do for you.
Yeah. And also, you're allowed to pursue new boundaries. You know, yeah. they might not be the same boundaries you've always had. They could be completely different this time around. And mm-hmm. that's okay. And you're allowed to explore that and experiment with them. But yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think a good representation of this year, and speaking of taking breaks, is over midterms, when we were handing out those stress buster bags, I was like really shocked to hear the responses of so many people who were like, yes, like a stress relief bag, like I need mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe mm-hmm. not like that enthusiastically, but like, I feel like that's just a great representation of how this year has been going. Mm-hmm. As you guys were talking about breaks, it just really reminded me that so many people are like counting down the days until we can kind of breathe again.
Yeah.
That space is something that's needed.
Yeah.
It's a really difficult time in our lives. I feel like we never really like take a second to just acknowledge that, because everybody mm-hmm. like will try to like feel like they're maybe just like not capable of accomplishing this, but really it is so difficult, and it's something that everybody else is going through. And mm-hmm. I do think that we need to just like take a second to validate those feelings.
100%. And I think that can be a great way to really enter summer, is to validate and be proud of getting as far as you've gotten in such a time of uncertainty and new routines and, you know, stress and impacts on mental health. You're allowed to validate everything you've done to get yourself to where you are today. And that's so important, whether it's in the context of school or other contexts outside of school. Everything, allowing yourself to have that space and recognition, is really, really important. And to make sure that, you know, you're prioritizing recharging, you're taking care of yourself, and you're acknowledging what you've accomplished and how far you've come, to really, you know, enter the next year, whatever it may bring, as best as you can. So you can tackle it with as much strength as you did this one.
Yeah. And I think that's a really important message to have, is since we are, you know, ending the school year mm-hmm. and for some of us ending the school year, you know, being able to look back at what you did, like really take that in and feel like accomplished in it. And even if you didn't get the exact grade that you wanted or didn't do exactly how you expected, still being able to validate the fact that you did it, it is a mm-hmm. major feat, because we are going through so much right now. And I think as college students, you know, it is a little bit swept under the rug, the whole like, oh, but you have all this time to do things, but you ultimately really don't, mm-hmm. where it's like, every moment is like accounted for. And being able to understand that you really did do it, you did it, and that is a great accomplishment, and being able to validate that in yourself is a really amazing thing, because college is hard.
Yeah. College in a pandemic is even harder.
Oh, yeah. Online classes.
Yeah. Well, I feel like on that note, you know, we can wrap up with our sign-offs for the year, each individually. I guess I'll go ahead and start. Again, this is my last year as a peer ed team member, and I can't believe it. I'm so grateful for the engagement I've had with all of you and our campus community. I'm so grateful for the team building we've done together, the four of us. I'm so fortunate to have been able to meet and work with all of you. But yeah, I wish everyone the best of luck, and definitely give yourself the space you need with this time ahead.
I'm also so sad that I won't be able to continue with this next year, but I really have appreciated getting to know all of you, and I hope that I continue speaking to you in the future.
Yeah.
To keep in touch, and I can see all the great things that Jody and Cameron do with their future peer educators.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also super fortunate for this year, and just thankful for what we've been able to do, how we've been able to grow as people, and really thankful that I know three new amazing people that I didn't know last year. I'm thankful that for the outreach that we've been able to do in the campus community. So I'm really looking forward to next year. But it's very sad to see Carly and Alonda go. But I am hoping that next year we'll be able to do even more than we were able to accomplish this year.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm just, like, getting a little choked up hearing you guys say your goodbyes. Oh, man. It hurts. But, man, it's just been such a rewarding experience, you know, working with you guys and being able to really hone in on what mental health is and what it can look like and gain some new perspective. Like, there was so many different podcast things and just working with you like that, I was able to really gain like a new perspective and experience, which is amazing. And also really getting to connect with each and every single one of you and have that like bond created. You know, we were able to laugh together. We were able to talk about mental health. We were able to like have all of those wonderful moments, and it was amazing. And it is definitely, it's a bittersweet experience because I definitely will miss you all, and including all of our listeners. I will most definitely miss you, and I'll miss this, and I will be back next year, which is so exciting. I'm so grateful, and I'm really excited for what the future holds. And on that note, I think that is the final sign off for the I'm Doing Fine podcast.
Bye, everyone.
Until next time. Bye.